Wake up with Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
AFL released the round six fixtures.
Yay!
Eagles play Adelaide at the Gabba on Saturday, July 11. Dockers take on Melbourne at the Gold Coast, but then they come home.
Yes, we don't get the first game at home, which is a little disappointing. Like the first crowd
the
game.
The first
here.
Home game is not a local one.
No.
No. Well,
which
yeah.
is annoying because like they want the biggest crowd there. They're not going to get it. So I guess anyone's going to go to the footy because
well,
they want to go.
Exactly right. But so like, it's maybe yeah. not a bit. Oh, who knows? But you know what?
It's just Collingwood get all the the big games, don't they?
Yes. But
anyway.
Yes. And Geelong.
Mm.
A 3-week block of matches at Perth Stadium. Bombers are staying in Victoria, right?
God, I hope so. Don't let them over here.
We don't want them in our home.
No, thanks.
But how perfect is that going to be? That's going to be kind of cool.
Yeah.
And a derby in amongst all of that too.
Yeah. So 60,000, a derby. It's going to be awesome.
Much to be excited about. We're going to talk to Malcolm Blight today. It's Thursday, yeah. So we should be.
He'll give us the rundown on
no doubt.
And all the games that are happening this weekend. I know we're looking like
yes,
into the future, but there is games happening tonight
correct.
And across the weekend.
Plenty of reasons to be excited.
Yeah.
After a shaky start to the football week, it's fair to say.
It's looking good now.
It's looking all right. Now, changing gears, since the world seems to be in the mood to rethink names, there is a call to rename the Peel region.
Yeah.
It's named for Thomas Peel, for those that don't know. He was one of the early settlers, but controversially, he was behind the 1834 Pinjarra Massacre. He was one of the ones behind it anyway.
Which a lot, I feel like the region hasn't acknowledged enough.
No,
you know?
Not at all.
I feel like we don't hear about it at all.
No.
Unless you go looking for it.
No.
No one teaches it. There's nothing
that's exactly
to
right.
mention
that,
it.
That seems like something that you could definitely put into local curriculums if you want to
definitely.
Find out about local history. And local Indigenous leaders suggest we use a more neutral name. They reckon the old name for it was Binjarab, which is probably where Pinjarra came from, I
yeah.
imagine, which doesn't refer to an individual. Which sounds pretty sensible.
Yeah.
It's certainly at least a discussion we could have,
yep.
I would have thought. So, that, you know, for all of the craziness, like, for example, I'm not sure about the changing of Colonial Brewing. Of all of the things that people want name changes with,
yeah,
that's one I can happily get on board with. I think a lot of people get on board that one. So, yeah.
The whole fact that Mandra isn't really meant to be Mandra.
Isn't it?
It's Mandra, and
well,
they spelt it wrong.
Right.
And then it ended up being Mandra.
Yeah, but then there's also...
And they pronounced it wrong.
What about the Manjagorda? Like, is that connected to that? Like, I could never work out what the...
Well, I guess it's part of the region.
Yeah, right.
Manjagorda.
I just don't...
But yeah, they mispronounced Mandra and then there we go.
Well, it's hard to spell it. Look at the not surprising that it's been mispronounced given the way that things are spelt. But yeah, look, I mean, there's room to chat about some of these things, I think it's fair to say.
Mm.
And look, today's Global Beatles Day. Did you know that?
As in the bug or as in the band?
As in the band.
Okay.
I didn't realise it was on this day in 1962, so 53 years ago, they were on... They weren't the only performers on it, but they were on the world's first live international satellite TV production.
There you go.
It was called Our World, I think it's called. And it was, it was the first time they hooked up. Like, they didn't get quite as many people watching as people, you know, watch the moon landing, say. But that's basically where they practiced and got everything all set up for
wow.
the moon landing. So there you go.
Maybe a lot of firsts for that band.
Crank a Beatles song up today.
Nikki and Tamello's three things you need to know.
Well, first off, the city of Mandra passed its budget last night, so it's now official. Business rates have been cut by 5% and there will not be an increase in residential rates.
Excellent.
So that was the plan. It's all been approved and ticked. So there we go.
Nice.
It's tax time, as you may have noticed, and the word is the ATO is lasering in on rental property owners this year.
Oh.
The headline points, you can still claim interest on tax bills even if your mortgage payments have been deferred. But if you've been awarded insurance payouts for loss of rental income, then the payouts are taxable.
Right.
Basically, if you're in the territory, I'd get, you know, expert advice onto it, to be honest. But yes.
I'm sure you would be anyway.
Make
if you
sure
had
you
rentals,
make
but...
sure you cross your T's and dot your I's and, you know,
mm-hmm.
keep your pants on.
Great advice.
Yeah. Today is also, did you know, International Day of the Seafarer.
The Seafarer.
That's right. It's intended to highlight how important mariners are to the smooth running of international trade. But I think it's a chance to generally pay tribute to anyone of a piratey persuasion, you know?
Piratey persuasion.
Anyone that might enjoy going down to the sea in ships. Even just people that like a bath. You know, it's all about water today.
Oh, God, okay.
I'm just saying you can take it as far as you like, but definitely hats off to mariners today.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to have a kick, all right. They'll complain. It's a big kick. It's a mammoth kick.
The Coast Scoreboard with Malcolm Blight.
Yes, come on in. Legend of AFL, Malcolm Blight, morning to you.
Hey, Nicky and DeMello, how are you guys?
Very well.
We're good.
In a much better mood, I think, from where things potentially could have been from the way the week started. Like, the Bombers kind of surprised everyone with the craziness earlier on, didn't they?
Well, they did, yeah. That Connor McKenna, the boy from Ireland, yeah. And then the James Stewart, his teammate, went and it looked all doom and gloom. And then all of a sudden this new word came out called false positive.
So what? He's not actually positive for coronavirus, is that?
And I tried to get a doctor to explain it to us, and it's quite complicated, convoluted, and I'm not sure they know exactly why that happens, but it did happen, and so they can almost play again. So Essendon will be very happy, yeah.
Big relief.
Yeah, massive relief. And, of course, the other big news this week is all the Perth Hub talk. So we've got some actual games happening in July.
Yeah, how about that, hey? And there's even talk. You guys are pushing for the grand final. So's Adelaide, so Sydney,
and so's
Darwin, and so's the Norfolk Island, and so's Rodney.
I mean, it's all equal opportunity, really, isn't it?
It is. Everyone wants it. But it's a fair way off. It's October, November.
Mm.
I think every player would love to prefer to play at the MCG. But however, that wonderful stadium you've got over there would be okay.
All right. But in the meantime, I guess we should look at this weekend. And for us, all the games are happening on Saturday. So it's 11:45. Eagles play Port. That'll be on 7. They're having a tough time of it at the minute, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're not happy. Adam Simpson hardly says anything. He goes about his business pretty privately with the team, but I think he's had enough. He wants home, and I can get that. I mean, you know, family's a pretty important thing. But they haven't been playing well. I'm not sure if it's that or whether, you know, they've been a great football club, the West Coast Eagles, and a great team. And, you know, they are ageing. They haven't got a lot of good young players coming through that look like it at the moment. So whether this is now or when they get home, they'll be okay again. Who knows? But Port Adelaide are firing. Mm. So I'm actually going to pick Port Adelaide, whom I used to barrack for when I was 5, 6, 7, 8 at years of age. Yeah.
I think they've got a good chance too. And, of course, Freo also playing Saturday. They're taking on Gold Coast. What do you reckon?
Sounds silly. I feel a bit sorry for Fremantle. I think they've been all right in every game they've played. Justin Longmuir, I should say, appears to have done a good job, but they just rely a bit on Nat Fife and Michael Walters, and they just need a couple more, one of those younger players, just I call them sprouts. They need to come up and, you know, get going, you know, just to give a bit of handout. I thought they've been very competitive. They just can't get across the line, but I do think the Gold Coast up there, they're flying, aren't they, which is great. But, just not quite there yet.
Look, plenty of former heroes seem to have fallen out of favour, especially in the States. But, I mean, even here, earlier we were talking about how there are calls to change the Peel region name to something more neutral, given Thomas Peel's part in the Pinjarra massacre. Well, it turns out Christopher Columbus is proving troublesome as well in the States. Mm. Apparently his dealings with Native Americans is proving troublesome in a similar kind of way. In Columbus, Ohio, this has led to the announcement that his statue outside of City Hall will be removed. Officials are asking the Arts Commission to consider changes to the city's seal and flag and other significant symbols. But the result, in the meantime, is that a petition is calling for the city to change its name from Columbus to Flavortown, Ohio.
Flavortown.
In honour of Guy Fieri, who's apparently one of the town's favourite sons, a renowned chef, I'm told.
Okay, so Flavortown, not just named after him.
No.
Flavortown.
Well, just in case, I guess he makes a wrong step at some point in his career. But you can't be offended by Flavortown, can you?
What kind of food did he make?
I have no idea.
Oh.
I suppose
Stakeville.
It's possibly. Yeah, look, Fieri plays.
Crockenbushville.
I beg your pardon. Sure. Like
the famous Crockenbush from MasterChef.
Oh, Crockenbush. That's not what I thought you said. Anyway, I think Flavortown is a safe bet, unless of course you have an issue living maybe in a city that sounds like it shares its name with a boy band from the '90s. I don't know.
Mm.
Now you may have heard talk of the new mobile phone related penalties for drivers. They were meant to be changing soon, but they've actually been delayed till September 1. But
yeah, right.
It's going good pandemic related stuff, you know. It's just, I guess there's other things that they need to work out in the meantime. But I mean, it's already illegal, obviously. But be aware, come September, creating or viewing a text, social media, mobile app, video, or similar will cost you $1,000 and 4 demerit points. And touching or holding a mobile phone to make voice calls, 3 demerit points. And a $500 infringement.
Yeah, right. Because the max was $500 before, wasn't it?
It was. I think
it is now.
Some of it was $400 even too. Mm. So yeah, no, you definitely they've upped the ante on that front there.
Yeah.
And look, fair enough, I suppose. Interesting, I noticed it amongst it. It's whether you're driving, obviously riding your motorbike. Or out cycling. Don't forget that cycling is a vehicle. Because if you
I think you deserve an award if you can somehow wrangle a phone while you're riding a bike.
And hear what's going on as well.
I know.
Well, no, because I mean, I've often remembering stories of people that got done for drink driving and then also got picked up when they rode a bike. Because
they were drunk riding a bike.
Well, no, you're not supposed to. Yes, so there you go.
You just can't win, can you? What about a Segway?
Friendly.
Pick up one of those discounted Segways and get that. You can go home with that.
Listen, if you can text and Segway, then I reckon that should be an Olympic sport.
If you can text and Segway, yeah. If you can drink Segway drive, that should also be an Olympic sport.
Yeah. In a controlled environment, I would say. 97.3,
Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
And once again, changing Hollywood's dirty nappy, Nikki Parkinson.
Ew. Netflix has dropped Mel Gibson from the upcoming Chicken Run sequel after disturbing comments he allegedly made to Winona Ryder 25 years ago have come to light. Now, Ryder claims that Gibson asked her gay friend at a party they were at, "Oh, wait, am I going to get AIDS?" after chatting with them. She also claims that when it came up that she was Jewish, he asked her, "You're not an oven dodger, are you?" Of course, that's an awful reference to the Holocaust.
Never heard that before, but that's an awful phrase.
Yes. He has denied the claims. This was around the same time that he made a number of anti-Semitic claims, remarks while being arrested for drunk driving in 2006. So it was around that time when he really went off the rails.
At that point, yeah.
So he probably doesn't even remember saying it, to be honest.
Probably.
In regards to Chicken Run, though, Netflix say, I hadn't even heard there was a Chicken Run sequel, by the way, because Chicken Run was like my favourite movie as a kid.
Yeah.
Netflix say it'll pick up the story of the chickens who pulled off an escape from Tweety's farm in the original film, where Ginger has finally found her dream, a peaceful island sanctuary for the whole flock far away from the dangers of the human world.
I don't want to be a pie. I don't like gravy.
So the dream doesn't involve pie.
No, it doesn't. Clearly. Dennis Quaid has officially tied the knot for the fourth time at age 66 with his PhD student girlfriend. And the 27-year-old Laura Savoy, who was almost 40 years younger than him, eloped in Santa Barbara earlier this month after postponing their April wedding in Hawaii due to coronavirus. Good luck to them.
Indeed.
The cat suit Cardi B split open whilst twerking at Bonnaroo last year is up for sale. The blinged out custom onesie will be up for auction tomorrow. The starting bid, $11,500. Cardi infamously split open the cat suit's butt seam after twerking too hard during her performance at the festival. She finished the show in a bathrobe. The ripped seam has been fixed though, so you're going to get a fully operating cat suit.
Fantastic.
And Panic at the Disco frontman Brendan Urie has joined the long, long list of musicians who don't want President Trump playing their music on his campaign trail.
Right.
Urie unleashed on Trump via Twitter after Trump used high hopes during a recent rally in Tulsa.
Jeez.
I mean, he's got high hopes for sure.
He also doesn't have many options for music now.
No, I mean, if Brendan Urie decides to issue a cease and desist, he'll join Tom Petty, Rihanna, Elton John, R.E.M., Adele, Guns N' Roses, The Rolling Stones, Pharrell Williams, Queen, Prince, Aerosmith, and Earth, Wind & Fire, who have all condemned the use of their music at his rallies.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.